Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sofa for our little program here. Okay, so you went to sleepaway camp with Lennox, and you guys went to Sly Park. It's a little town out in the foothills, about an hour 15 from West Sacramento, east of us. It was 5 days, four nights out there in the hinterlands. A bunch of kids from Lennox's school went, and then a bunch of more kids from a different school in Sacramento also went at the same time. So what are your initial thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections on the 5 days and 5 days and four nights in the country, honey, out in the sticks?
I'm back home. I made it. It was the hardest week of my life.
Yeah.
But it was also very rewarding and fun. And a lot of learning and growth happened for both Lennox and myself and all the kids, I think.
Yeah. Just so, like anything in life, you struggle with. But when you make it through, the experience sticks with you and makes you a better person. So here's some campfire stories with camp counselor slash chaperone, Carolyn. So this is going to be like a Charlie Rose Q&A without the black curtain. Because I know some of what happened because we communicated via text and talked for the past few days. But you have firsthand knowledge, obviously. So let's get into it. The facilities, honey, the cabins, the mess hall, the bathrooms, showers. What can you describe them? How were they?
Everything was, it was actually very nice. Much higher quality than I was expecting. I thought everything was going to be disgusting and run down and dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
Yeah. But it was really nice condition.
Yeah.
All the cabins and all the facilities were pretty clean.
Yeah.
And there was a janitor staff that came through. Every day they came in and cleaned our showers and our toilets in all of the cabins.
Nice.
Really nice. Because Sly Park is technically a school.
Yeah.
It's interesting because they host different schools in the greater Sacramento area.
Like week in and week out.
Yes. But they are a school. They are part of the school district. And so they're kind of, it's like a mix between camp and school. So they kept telling the kids while we were there that week, you are Sly Park students this week.
Wow. No. I will not pledge allegiance to Sly Park. Based on the pictures you sent me and us just talking, you weren't glamping, but you weren't exactly Bear Grylls out there, man versus wild.
No.
It looked really nice. The mess hall, just shiny, clean. Like you said, the staff is... they're older people, but they've been there for years, decades maybe. So it's not like high turnover or whatever. This is, it's like a school, but it's also a business or run like a business, it seems like. But yeah, you weren't in tents.
No, we were in decent, nice cabins. We had heating. So in each cabin, the chaperones could control how hot they wanted it. Did they want the heater on and off? Mm-hmm. They don't have AC, but that's fine. We were nice and comfortable during the evening. It was chilly at night while we were there. We had perfect weather. It was like in the low 70s the whole week.
It didn't snow, but there was a little snow left over, right?
Yeah, there was some snow on the ground on Monday when we got there, but it didn't snow or rain the whole time we were there. Perfect.
How was the physical aspect? You did a 5 mile hike at one point, the incline of some of the pictures of these hills you went up mountains, the elevation affecting your, cardio, your breathing.
The first day I got there, the elevation was affecting me. I could tell. And also, I felt like there was spores or something in the air because my eyes were really red and dry for the first couple of days. So it took time, a couple of days, to like adjust to the elevation and the different like species of plants or whatever that are up there. So that was kind of hard at first. We did two big hikes during the week, a 3 mile hike and a 5 mile hike. And in addition to that, they just, the chaperones, they have us working from early in the morning till late at night.
Yeah.
And we are on our feet constantly and we're constantly go, go, go with activities. It's a very regimented schedule.
Yeah.
Actually, the slide park, like they have their routines and the way that they operate, they have it down. They've figured it out.
Yeah.
And it's very busy and it's very regimented, but it works.
Yeah.
The slide park grounds themselves to where all the cabins are and the classrooms and the dining hall. It's very big. So if you have to walk back and forth from place to place, depending on where your class is going, your little group is doing their activities.
Mm.
I got so many steps.
Yeah.
I was on my feet hurt so bad all week long.
Yeah. One day you got 21,000 steps.
Yeah. Most days I got around 15,000. And then the day we did the 5 mile hike, I got almost 22,000 steps.
The last night you couldn't sleep because you were in pain.
I was in so much pain, head to toe.
From the specific hike that day? Was that the 5 miler?
The last day when I was in so much pain, in the morning I climbed a rock wall all the way to, I made it all the way to the top.
That is another hallmark achievement, accomplishment.
Yes. But that, like, my muscles and ligaments and my hands were so sore that whole, just from climbing up one rock wall.
Yeah.
I, like, used muscles I've never used before.
Yeah.
And then that afternoon, we went on the 5 mile lake hike. So yeah. I was a mess that night. I was wrecked.
A few kids went home, like, they were sick. they couldn't hang.
Thursday, kids were dropping like flies.
Mm.
The sick bay area was filled. Kids kept going there. I don't know if some sort of bug was spreading or it was very rigorous for the kids as well.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of, maybe there's a little bit of exhaustion going on.
Yeah.
Maybe the kids weren't as aware of us as us adults are of like how to like make sure you're eating and drinking plenty to get yourself through physical activities.
They should have had a physical or... When I did backpacking camp with the great teacher, Eddie Lindros, who recently passed, rest in power, it was 8 days, 7 nights of hiking through the Yosemite. But there was we all got together a few weeks before the trip took place, and we had to run 6 laps around the track, so a mile and a half, in under 15 minutes. And I got around 15 minutes. And I remember Eddie Lindros was like, it's a little slow. And I was like, oh, sorry. But yeah, it's a physically taxing.
Mm.
And I feel like they should have better prepared people or like maybe done a checkup or say, hey, in the 3 to 4 weeks beforehand, maybe hit the treadmill, eat a little better. Were there like... bigger people, larger people who had issues?
Yeah, there were people of all different sizes. There were a lot of kids that had inhalers. Tons of kids and some adults like had never hiked before in their life.
Right.
So they're good. The staff there is good in the sense that like if you don't have your inhaler, you can't go or we have to go back and get it. Like they make sure they're aware of everybody's needs.
Yeah.
And there are teachers from the schools, the kids' schools that were there during the week with us. And there's us chaperones and there's a slide park staff person.
Mm.
But the slide park staff they lead the way. So they just take off at their own fast pace.
Yeah.
Bunch of kids are fast also. They can keep up some of the adults. And then there's always
youthful vigor.
Always a chaperone pulling up the rear of the group and staying with the kids that are slower or need to stop and rest. But that was put on us. Like the slide park people didn't really seem to be keeping tabs on who's getting left behind, who's struggling. They just went for it.
Jeez.
And then we were more responsible to make sure everybody was getting there.
You were the caboose back of the train. Read the schedule. Like, again, I've done camps. I did backpacking. And there's activities and there's plans and there's stuff to do. But there's also a lot of downtime when you're just hanging, you're chilling, and you find stuff to do. or you're just chatting it up with your cabin mates. So the fact that you were so scheduled and the kids were so scheduled, I don't know. That seemed odd.
Yeah. The only free time the kids had was after each meal, there was about a half hour of free time.
Great.
Cabin time, or they could go play basketball up on the basketball courts.
Yeah.
But also, the kids, each cabin had to perform a skit on our last night. And the only time they had to do that was during their free after meal time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't always free.
The heck? Jeez. Oh, it's like overscheduling kids these days with their soccer and their little league. What about the mental aspect, darling? Were there tears? You were in a different world. The lack of creature comforts. You were out of the city. We're out in the boonies. How did that affect your brain, your noggin?
For me, it was nice. I was hardly able to be on my phone, and I enjoyed the forced break from social media.
You missed nothing, by the way.
None of the kids had phones or any type of electronic up there. It was great.
Right.
I didn't see any adults crying, but the first night, shockingly, all the girls in my cabin didn't cry the first night. Everyone just went to sleep pretty well, but the cabin next door to us had five girls crying, not sleeping, homesick, scared. So that was happening.
What about dealing, being away from me, from Frankie, from Luna, your bed, your routine? Did you miss it, or it was just such a 180? Like, you would send me pictures and I'd be like, I can't believe you're doing this all over and over. Well, even beforehand, for a few weeks beforehand, I was like, I can't believe you're going out there. And then you're sending me pictures of all this dirt and trees and nature and whatnot, and I'm like, I can't believe you're doing that. But was it shocking, or did you just roll with it?
It was shocking. I was like, what am I doing here? But on the other hand, I really wanted to make the most of it. So I just jumped in with both feet, and every activity and everything they had us doing, I just like put my all into it.
Nice. What about, more importantly, honey, how was the food? They serve it cafeteria style. How was the fixins out there?
The food was really good.
Yeah.
They have a kitchen staff that is there all day long.
Yeah.
And they cook the food, and they are cleaning up the kitchen in between meals, and then they start again for the next meal.
Yeah.
And they're very good, very organized, very friendly.
Yeah.
The food was great. It's like cafeteria food, but a step above.
Yeah. You'd have like pasta. You had French toast for breakfast. I was like, dang, that looks good, dude.
They fed us a lot of food.
Cookies.
They had a full salad bar, tons of sauces and toppings. And
coffee, tea.
Coffee and tea available all day long for adults.
Yeah.
It was really good food. Wow. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Pictures you sent looked impressive. It's a far cry from someone named Cookie, like making some slop out of a out of a wagon or whatever. You were supposed to do a singing. Did you do singing? Was there a song? Did you read to them? You mentioned the plays. What was the entertainment like?
The Sly Park staff, the very first day, all of us chaperones got together with the director of Sly Park, and he gave us this whole little orientation, and he recommended that we read a nighttime story to the kids every night. He said they're not going to want it. They're going to say they're too big for it.
Yeah.
But trust me, it helps them like calm down.
Oh,
they secretly would really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And every cabin had like a bookshelf
with
different books. And a lot of kids brought books too. So we did that. I was in my cabin with two other chaperones. So three of us adults with 20 kids in our cabin.
Yeah.
And we each took turns every night reading to them.
What did you read?
The cabin had a binder with a few short stories. Mm. They were like 2 pages. And I read 3 of those, I think.
But was it like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Was it Anything familiar? Anything popular? Calvin and Hobbes,
No.
The Far Side, Garfield.
It was nothing I'd ever heard of before.
I see here in my notes, honey, a parent chaperone left early. Can you fill us in on this salacious details?
One of the dads, he's a dad from our school.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I was chatting with him and he said, "Yeah, I'm going to go home." I said, "Why?"
What?
And he said, "Oh, they don't need me. I'm kind of extra and I don't want to miss too much work." So he left Wednesday evening and then his cabin only had two adults in it.
Coward.
Because he was gone.
After you told me that, I was like, honey, why don't you come home early too?
Well, I had the opposite mindset. I was like, I've been planning on doing this for months. I set aside the time. I'm here. I'm all in. But he was like kind of casual about it. Like, I came. I saw. I'm ready to go.
Shoot. I saw this gentleman when we went to go pick up. When I went to go pick you guys up, Lennox and you, at the school Friday afternoon, and he was sizing me up. He was checking me out.
You guys have identical haircuts.
Yes, yes. Well, we're both in competition for the number 3 best looking Asian man in West Sacramento, and the leaderboard, which I have on a chart on the wall. It's going back and forth. It's a tight race. What about learning names, honey? You were having problems. So first thing was the girls from Lennox's school. You had to learn their names. And then how many girls total were in the cabin? So the cabin was total how many girls?
20.
20. And then there were other two older parent ladies from the other school.
Yeah, they mixed together our school and the Sacramento school. So cabins had kids mixed together. Our activity groups, we were all mixed together.
Yeah.
The two adults in our cabin, my cabin, were from the other school. So I had never met them before.
Yeah.
There's so many staff at Sly Park. There's all these adults.
Yeah.
I had to learn 20 kids' names.
Yeah.
That was so overwhelming. I was really overwhelmed for like the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
And just like overstimulated. There was too much to take in and rules to learn and how does this all work?
Yeah.
But by Wednesday, I had learned a lot of the names. So I was feeling more comfortable and that helped me interact with them better because I was able to address them by name or call to them.
Yeah.
So that was good. It took me a couple of days though.
Why didn't they have name tags or a learning activity?
Yes.
Name learning
activity? I wish we all had name tags. I'm bad at remembering names in general.
Yeah.
So, but I learned like 50 new names this week.
Cool. Congrats. You've forgotten them already, right? You and the two older ladies or whatever, the two parents from the other school, you were in your own room. There was a single bed and then a bunk bed. So 3 total beds.
Yeah.
You got the single bed. How did you decide this? How'd they get it, the bunks? Was it like the first episode of The Real World when they all, I claim this bed. No,
it was exactly like that. Well, they had the girls assigned to rooms, but for us adults, it was first come, first serve, and we got there first. So I put all my stuff on the single bed.
Cool. You had to bring your own pillow?
Yeah.
That seems a lot. You brought 2, right?
Yeah, I can't sleep with 1 pillow. I need to sleep with 2 pillows.
Okay.
I brought a sheet. I brought an extra blanket. My bed was really nice and cozy looking.
Mm.
And I was the only adult that slept pretty well. Except for that last night when I was sore. But I felt bad because we all as chaperones would chat every day, every morning. How'd you sleep? Everyone slept terribly. And I was like, I slept pretty good.
Did they say why? Was there a common reason?
They were uncomfortable. The kids in their cabin were loud. I was fairly comfortable though.
Yeah. And then you bought 2 sleeping bags, 1 for you, 1 for Lennox. And by the way, when you came home, you took over the laundry room. You did a gargantuan amount of laundry, not just your dirty clothes, but you washed the duffel bags that you brought all the stuff in. You washed your pillows. You washed the sleeping bags. It was quite the scene.
Yeah, I washed our little backpacks that we had took and carried with us on our hikes.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything was dirty and was, well, you like stayed up. I went to sleep.
Yeah.
You stayed up and continued your laundry. And then there was still a little more laundry Saturday morning. But yeah, you cleaned everything. You took my Adidas duffel bag because whatever you needed it, and I don't care. And you washed it, and that was the first time that bag has been washed. I've had that bag for 15, 20 years. I was like, wow, this is quite the deal. You were forced to socialize, honey. This is something that we struggle with, making friends, keeping friends, blah blah blah. What was that like? Were you glad to do it, and how did it go?
I was glad to do it. I realized I had to do it to make my week better. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be part of the chaperone fraternity.
Yeah.
So I did. I forced myself to step outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I made an effort. I took initiative, and it was good. I felt like I bonded with a lot of the adults there. Cool. There were a few that I really clicked with, and they were like my buddies during the week.
Yeah.
And it was really nice because I got to know a few parents from our kids' school. Mm-hmm. And we've been here for a few years now, and I haven't really had that opportunity yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the future, we're going to see each other again, cross paths. And yeah. It was nice to finally like make a little dent in getting to know the kids' parents.
And it's a huge difference than like running a bake sale table for 2 hours at the school. To be out in nature on your own for a week, for a business week.
Yeah.
That's something, Sandra Bullock said it in Speed when she said, when couples who come together through extreme circumstances never last. But you didn't get anyone's digits, right?
I know, I didn't.
Why not?
I was nervous. Like,
you got to put it out
can
there.
Can I have
man.
Your number, baby? Well, why didn't they ask for my phone number?
Because they were nervous too, darling.
Yeah, I regret. There's two moms in particular from our school that I really clicked with, mm-hmm. and I should have asked for their numbers. Mm-hmm. But hopefully I see them again.
Yeah. Yeah. As you mentioned, no phones for the kids. You were off the socials. You didn't meet Miss Jack S. But going back to your schedule, the texts were sporadic. Like, I was busy at work. You were busy out there. So we wouldn't talk text for a few hours. And then you would rattle off 8 texts to me, and I would rattle off 7 in a row to you.
Yeah, try to answer the questions.
Right. Bring up new topics. It was like a Reddit thread that got out of control. But you mentioned that you had no neck pain.
Yes.
No back pain.
I always have neck pain, shoulder pain. It's because
you're always looking down.
I'm always looking down at my phone or a book or my work
from home.
Yeah. Speaking of book, yeah. I brought a book with me to Sly Park. Mm. Didn't touch it once. Mm. I was way too busy.
Why not? Which book?
It was a Judy Blume book. And I didn't bring it. I didn't even get a chance to open it.
It was a real book.
It was a real book.
But now you're back to neck pain and
yes.
back pain. I stretched you out on the bench at the gym this morning. I twisted your hips, girl. How was the organizing, the direction, telling a bunch of rando kids what to do, honey? How did you fare in that aspect?
I struggled with... like being a guide,
being a leader.
I struggled
being
a leader in my cabin. But the other two moms that were in my cabin were more take charge. They felt like real adults. They were, they were both about 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. But I felt like they were real adults, real moms. Like, I kind of looked to them for guidance. Like, I would be standing in a room. There's a lot of just standing around watching the girls when we had a little downtime in the cabin.
Yeah.
And if anything got out of hand or something, we had to step in and kind of, okay, girls, stop doing that. Mm. But sometimes I would just be sitting there, and then another mom would come in and she would see something that I didn't see or didn't think was a problem. Mm. So I was like, am I too laid back for this? Am I too just overwhelmed? But
not from the kids' perspectives.
I felt like I contributed and I was useful, but I wasn't the dominant personality of the chaperones in our cabin, which was fine. I was a little bit more laid back than they were.
The alpha female. Well, let's get to what's really important, honey. How was the musty factor? Were you musty? And if you need to cry, please do it into the microphone. But how was the overall? I imagine the staff are musty. Some kids are musty. How was that?
We showered every day. By we, I mean the adults. We didn't keep track of which kids were showering or for how long. We were just kind of left it to them. And as the week progressed, by Thursday, it was so stinky. Me and the other women were like, we got to open all the windows. Whenever we're here, we need to, as much as possible, get
Oh
this aired
dear.
out. Some cabins were better than
More
others.
musty than
So
others.
I got musty,
Yeah.
obviously,
No,
but
my baby, no. Not you, lover.
I did shower every day.
Yeah. I would say because at that age, the last thing you want to do is take a shower. And for your cabin, 20 girls and then three adults, there were three showers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When I was that age, I didn't want to take a shower in public because I was very uptight about everything. So I would avoid taking a shower at all costs. So I could see that factoring in. But as a great woman once said, when everyone is musty, no one is musty. And that great woman who said that is named Dixie D'Amelio. But you came home, you showered instantly, did a bunch of laundry, got rid of the musty factor. Within your cabin, honey, any drama, any arguments? As Ludacris used to say, did they throw them bows up in the club?
There were a couple of girls who had bouts of crying and were very emotional. There was a little bit of emotions got high and heated. I don't know the context, but I know a couple of girls were kind of going at each other, not physically, but like some words were exchanged. But they got past it, they got over it, and then they were friendly again. That did happen a few times.
Mean Girls, Burn Book, Lindsay Lohan, ever hear of it? What about some of the activities, honey? Lennox and friends. Well, everyone had to try to build a fort. Starting a fire
Oh
was an
yeah.
activity. How did that go?
Some of the activities.
It was like Survivor out there, dude.
Yeah, we took about a 10-mile walk through the forest to
Jeez.
an opening, a clearing, and the kids had to build shelters. It was amazing. They all did really well.
Yeah, I was
They
impressed.
were given about 45 minutes and super cute. It was funny, so funny watching them carry around these big logs and
Oh, geez.
dragging them around and
Tom Hanks and Castaway. What about the starting a fire? How'd that go?
nobody achieved starting a fire. I tried too. You're supposed to rub a stick on another piece of wood. And this our Sly Park teacher was walking around with a little machine that measured the heat, and nobody got above like 150 degrees. You have to get to like 400 degrees for a fire to catch. It was so hard. That's another thing. My muscles were used and tested and stretched.
From head to toe.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, starting a fire, is it the it's also called the training program for PG&E, am I right? Any life lessons, honey? Did you have heart to hearts with any of the young gals or older gals? Anyone?
I had heart to hearts with some of the other adults, not so much with the kids, but I was talking to another mom and we were talking about how we both like had to put ourselves out there, and neither of us were used to like leading other kids or so we were talking about how we kind of stretched ourselves that week and we felt like we had grown a bit. Lennox had a really good week. He was the first couple of days he was unsure. He was like, this is fun, but it's also kind of not fun. But then by the end of the week, he loved it. He made a lot of new friends with the kids from the other schools. He bonded with his current friends.
When you guys got home, he wanted to go back instantly.
We looked at all our pictures when we got home and we were reminiscing. He had never done big hikes like that. He had never they did like jump roping and tug of war, and he was really good. Everything he did, I was keeping an eye on him the whole time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I would try to, wherever we were, I'd try to like see where he was in the room and watch him whenever I was able to. He did so well at everything. So he felt good about himself. He was proud. He climbed, there was three different levels of difficulty on the rock climbing.
Yeah.
He did all of them, no problem.
Wow.
Up and down. He was really proud of himself. And he also mentioned that he's not used to like talking a lot to other adults.
Hmm.
Like besides you and I and his teachers and grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
But he had a great time with his chaperones in his cabin and the chaperones that were in our activity group. And he really liked those guys. And so he said he enjoyed like learning to talk and interact and kind of be friendly with another adult.
Hmm. So both you guys climbed the rock wall?
Yeah, all the kids did it. Yeah. Like they could go over and over as many times as they wanted. And then towards the end, we had like 5 minutes left. So I asked our Sly Park teacher. She was in charge of every activity we did. We had the same lady for throughout the week. Her name is Otter, because all the Sly Park teachers have nature names, not their real names.
Okay.
She was great. So about 5 minutes left, I said, Otter, can the adults do it? And she said, yeah. So me and another guy threw on the harness and the helmets, and he and I climbed up.
Wow.
We did it.
Way to put yourself out there. I climbed a wall. Now, it was a real, not a play rock wall, honey. But one of my expeditions as a teenager went out there and climbed up a flat wall, and I got to a point where I got stuck and I got scared and I started to freak out. But the guy who had my rope, carabiner, however the support, however it works, I forget, but who kept me secure, he was on the ground. He said, Vince, just calm down and just look at the next spot where you need to put your hand. And voila, it worked. I surmounted the facade. I was like 127 hours, except I have both my arms. But yeah, that was a very important, momentous achievement in my life. Achievement unlocked way back in the day. So on our end, on my end, honey, me and Luna and Frankie, I shaved my chest so you'll love me. I ate expired salads all week because I'm on track, because we're going to Disneyland in less than 5 weeks, honey. I drank a soda pop and kept the can on my nightstand with no coaster underneath.
That drives me crazy.
I hope you can still love me.
Every night I move your cup to the coaster on your nightstand.
I know. I know. I wake up and I'm like, I wasn't there last night. I fell asleep listening to Leo Laporte every night.
Oh, you love that. You did that before you were a married man.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time. So to welcome you home, I got some Mylar balloons from Dollar Tree. 99% of them say happy birthday. And I didn't want three happy birthday ones. So I got one that said happy birthday, one just a Paw Patrol one, and then one that said congratulations on your baby, because why not?
My baby Lennox and his achievements.
Your baby Frankie. But Mylar balloons are $1.50 each. Like, what the heck? Dollar Tree moved up from $1 to $1.25. That's fine. But balloons, $1.50. So I said, well, why don't you put back one of those balloons? Because I'm not going over $5 for this. But I thought the balloons were fun and festive and a nice touch. And I was thinking of buying you flowers, but Lennox isn't going to partake in flowers. But he walks by the Mylar balloons and punches them. And it shocks me. The boom, the sound. And I get scared. Same with Frankie. You're back, honey. You're back in your regular life, our regular life. The Friday you returned, you started rearranging the dishwasher from the way I loaded it.
Wrong way you load it?
From the different way I loaded it. I'm back. Did you miss me whining about how much I hate my body? Did you miss the monotony, the mundane, the ritualistic just what life is. Are you glad to be home?
Yes.
My life felt trivial, pointless, and dumb. So you're making memories. You're doing something completely out of the ordinary. And I'm like, Steve at work said this, and Bob at work did that. And I was just like, oh, my life is so boring, so not
Well,
exciting.
I have a remedy for that.
Yeah.
We're going to start going hiking on the weekends.
No.
Yes.
Okay. I'm happy you went, enormously happy you went and created memories with Lennox and was there for him. I'm super proud you stepped up. So they needed volunteers. They were whining about volunteers for weeks, months. And let's be honest, 99% of the time, we just say, well, we shrug our shoulders. But you stepped up, and I'm super proud that you did that. Something different.
Yeah. It was great to be able to share it with Lennox, watch him do all these cool things. When we got home, he told me he was so happy I went, that I made it better for him than would have been otherwise. So he enjoyed having me there. I love being there. And I loved seeing him with, I got to know some of his friend group better. We just kind of know them by name. We see them here and there, but now I know his friends a little bit better too, and that makes me happy.
He said some of the girls told him, "Your mom is pretty."
Your mom's so pretty and nice.
With that all being said, honey, never leave me again. Never volunteer for anything. Neva. Well, not for 5 days and four
Well,
nights.
that was pretty extreme.
Paul McCartney used to have a rule with Linda McCartney that they would never go 2 weeks without seeing each other. Now, when you're Paul McCartney, you can charter a freaking plane from anywhere to anywhere in 10 seconds. But yeah, just it was a long time. And we spend time apart. It's usually me going to see my mom
Yeah.
for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you never go more than 2 or 3 days, though.
But this whole week, I mean, I'm glad I had work to busy me. But I was just wait I was it was boring. It was boring, and I was just waiting for you, and you are half of me, you are half of my life. And yes, we have, you could call it a rut, if you will. I call it comfortable and familiar, and I would never have my life any other way. So I'm glad you're back. Do you have any desires to go back? You and Lennox were talking about going back.
Heck yeah. We're gonna go up and go for a day hike.
Okay.
We're gonna
Me and Luna will stay here and go get ice cream.
I have zero desire to camp in a tent, but I would gladly go hiking, or if there was like a cabin type situation, I would spend the night for sure.
Airbnb. Because you've been camping, but you've never been like this long, right? Or this extreme. Because you've taken the kids up to the mountains.
As an adult, I haven't. I myself went to a week long Monday through Friday, church, all girls church camp every single summer for like 7 years in a row. So it was kind of similar to this. But as an adult, no. We've gone camping a couple times when the kids were little, but I am not really a camper.
Thank you.
And
Same.
I didn't think I was a hiker, but I really liked hiking this week. I did.
Okay. You and Len can go hiking.
Okay.
Me and Luna and Frankie will stay and stare out the window, stare at the birds. Okay, well, honey, glad you're back. You're glad to be back, right?
Yes.
Did you miss? And another thing was, you called the first night or the first 2 nights, but then you couldn't even call
Yeah.
me.
Yes. I found a moment to call you every the first 2 nights.
Yeah.
And then
Then after
they,
that, you were like, I'm
well,
busy, I gotta go.
we had the last 2 nights, we had a night hike scheduled. So I didn't even get my normal little break that night. And then the very last night there was very busy. So sorry. I texted
I know,
you.
but what the heck, Sly Park? Like, why are you so overscheduled? I don't know. Well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, We're done. That's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your cabin. Please be sure to use our promo code for Sly Park. We don't have a promo code for Sly Park, but you were not compensated. It was purely voluntary. You drove out there on your own gas. You took a couple rando kids' bags because the bus didn't have enough room.
Yeah. But you know what?
What the heck?
They fed me good all week. It was a lot of work. It was so much work.
Yeah.
All the chaperones were exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, from the day one,
yeah,
we were all like, oh my gosh. But they fed us and I didn't have to cook dinner. That was my
they gave you
compensation.
Room and board.
Room and board.
I feel like they should give you $100 gift card to Amazon or something. Like, geez, Louise. You dedicated your life to this endeavor.
I did, but it was worth it.
Okay. We don't have a promo code for whatever. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, my wife may have been musty temporarily, but she's still a good person. We're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. Hope you have a wonderful day/night. Bye-bye.